Hello. All right, I was just saying hello a moment ago, so hopefully you got the gist of it. I'm just going to dive right in because we'll be very, very tight on time. All right, so first of all, why does sustainability matter? Like, why do we even care about it? So I think most people in this room can probably construct an argument about why sustainability matters for open source software generally, but why particularly for decentralized networks? And I want to present you this, right, to think about. Decentralization without sustainability is just deferred centralization. And if there's one thing that you take from this talk, it's basically this slide, right? This is hopefully the most important part of it. If you need to leave now, then now's your option and you can go. But this is really what we're going to be talking about. Now, this applies to Matrix, but it applies to pretty much any decentralized system. If you think about the internet at large over, you know, the last decade or so, we see it increasingly centralized, and that is because we have not found good ways to sustainably invest in all the different components that you need to have a truly decentralized internet. It applies to political systems as well. You have to invest in your decentralized nodes, otherwise all the power just gets sucked into the middle. So what does it mean when we say sustainability in the context of Matrix? Like, what are we talking about? And the way I think about it, with Matrix, we want to have the same impact in the next 50 years as email had on the last 50. That's the sort of ambition that we need to be having. But if you want that to be true, then you're going to need to think about sustainability in a very specific way. You're going to need to make decisions where this future can actually exist. Okay, so a little bit of history. I think some people will know this, but we'll just go through it quickly so you sort of understand the context. In 2014, the Matrix founding team came together, working in a much larger organization, doing this Matrix thing. And it started to go pretty well. And they actually spun out and created Element, a new vector, in order to fund themselves. Started making some money out of feature sponsorship. This was also successful. It felt good. And going back to our point around decentralization, realized at this moment it'd be a good time to create an independent foundation that was non-profit. And so you've got the Matrix Foundation and you have Element as the for-profit entity. From there, started doing a little bit more feature sponsorship. Things were sort of okay, but there was a problem. What is the true cost of feature development? Is it writing the feature itself? Is it the design? Is it the LMM-generated blog post claiming victory once you ship it? Or maybe it's the maintenance. And this builds up over time, right? It's cumulative. The more complex your systems become, the more maintenance that you have. Now, who in this room thinks it's good to invest in maintenance of open source software projects? Hooray! Lots of hands up. Who in this room today is willing to write me a check for unspecified maintenance in a Matrix ecosystem project? Right, for those of you watching the live stream who can't see the whole audience, hands were down. And this is a problem, right? But there are plenty of professional services companies that make this kind of thing work. All you do is you charge a little bit extra for your team's time, and that margin allows you to invest back in the project. You can do this. Problem is,